Hello and welcome to the Ham Radio Crash Course Podcast. This is the weekly podcast for the Ham Radio Crash Course. I'm again sitting here at my kitchen table recording with my wife. Leia, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well. I just realized that if you're like a mouth breather, podcasts are not a good.
With that said, without further ado, let's get started. Okay, Leia, we're back again for another podcast. Thanks for joining me out here.
You're welcome. I enjoy joining you to yell into the ether.
So we asked last week if people would comment or what they thought about the podcast.
And oh, yeah.
I've got a couple of them. I want to mention the first one. So somebody on the Discord, this came from Chris, KD2. QOR.
Hey, Chris.
Listen to the podcast today. I was dying laughing. I'll have to listen to more of them now. So thank you, Chris.
Thank you, Chris.
On Twitter, WC6Q said, just listen to your latest podcast. Do I embarrass you with ham radio? This podcast is gold, funny, and entertaining. Thank you to you and your XYL for taking the time for us that can't.
So wait a minute. I was
to
told.
YouTube.
I was told that XYLs have to have their ham radio license.
Right. This is true. So technically, you're just a YL. I think that's how that works, right?
Oh. Did they add the X because once there are two hams in a room,
or
you get divorced?
Married? I think when you're married, you're no longer a young lady. So I think you are a YL or an XYL regardless of your license. You still are just that human.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Now, lastly, over on iTunes, from The Real Jeeper Creeper, great relaxed listen. It's great to hear Josh and Leia just talking about things. Very relaxing. The audio from YouTube episodes is great to listen to while commuting, especially re-listening to a live that I already watched just to watch parts I might have missed.
Keep I just want to know how stressful his commute must be to hear us talking back and forth and that be relaxing.
About ham radio.
I'm very sorry about how stressful your commute is.
Yeah, right. Well, I don't have much other ham radio news to talk to. I will post in the show notes the State of the Hobby survey for 2020 just came out.
There's like a ham radio census.
Yeah. And this is like an unofficial one. It's just a ham that has been doing it for about 3 or 4 years. Mm-hmm. Does a really good job. He does like a really cool infographic. And we have looked at the material before. I'm going to have him on the show and talk about it. So this year's is out. So I'll post the link in the show notes for people to check that out.
So, you know what I find really interesting?
What's that?
How much information hams are willing to put out there of themselves.
Yeah, that's a really interesting topic because as we pick up more, I would say people from the prepper community that are interested in getting their license.
Oh, I am in a lot of prepper groups.
Right.
And that is a paranoid group.
It can be, sure. And one of the big things is, what do you do about your information being out there? And
but also, did you know that masks are a form of government control?
I didn't know that. It's got the chip in it, right? That lets you triangulate your location.
And the only reason Bill Gates is investing in a vaccine at all is so that he can microchip everybody.
Right, right.
Yeah. Okay. These are things I learned from preppers.
Right.
So
the thing to remember with the license is you can use a P.O. box. So that's a great way to avoid using your home address.
Can you really, though? Because haven't you come under fire for using a P.O. box?
I did pick up some flack from it, but it turns out that person was completely wrong.
as are most people that argue happens. With you, other than me.
Well, of course.
Yeah.
As sometimes happens, people make comments, and they're really passionate about it, but they don't have...
They're really passionate. I need to know where your house is located if I have your ham radio call sign.
Right.
This is the key point of ham radio for me.
I find that was a particularly interesting like hill for him to die on, too, because it's like, why do you even want this? Like, what does having it...
It almost makes me feel uncomfortable that I could so easily access other people's addresses.
Sure. I get it. I get it completely. But that's why I have a P.O. box, right? And that's why I recommend people do use P.O. boxes when they get their license. You remember Carol, the admin on the Discord? When she got her license, a random guy showed up at her house, knocked on the door, and said, "Congratulations on getting your license. Wanted to welcome you to the local club. Come on down to a club meeting." In person. Yeah, in person. I mean, I feel like it is a completely, like, wholesome thing for that person to do.
No, yeah, but that totally was not malicious.
No, I don't
all.
Think so. But kind of, like, socially not completely conscious, right?
Well, I mean, I can imagine if the number of licensed hams has increased, right?
It depends on how you look at it. It's going up, but it's going up at a very low percentage rate. And with COVID, it's completely tanked because we have a high attrition rate.
Right. So I guess what I'm getting at is, as the hobby grows, and generally when hobbies grow, if it's one gender dominated, you do have a trickle in of other genders, right? So you're seeing a lot more female hams.
Yes.
Join, right?
I mean, in general, I would say that their numbers haven't kind of grown or shrunk, really.
Sure. But you can imagine being a female ham, talking on a repeater, and somebody becomes very enamored with your voice or whatever it is you have to say, and then suddenly you could potentially have a stalker.
Yeah. So there's a... We mentioned contesting before, right?
Right.
Contesting, they say that if you are a woman...
Uh-huh.
If you have a female voice,
mm-hmm.
it adds 3 dB to the transmit power of your radio. Because they will specifically come back to a woman.
Ah.
And just by, you know, I mean, do we have any information to back this up? Like statistics? No. But
it's anecdotal.
You know, but super.
And never trust anecdotal evidence.
Never trust it ever. But at the same time, I find it interesting. There was a story that a younger woman told me through Facebook from the Ham Radio Crash Course. She went to a club meeting, and she got kind of surrounded by, like, the men, and they were, like, doting on her the whole time, and she was like, it was incredibly awkward. I was very uncomfortable. She's like, I know that they didn't mean anything
by it,
but it was just so foreign to them that they kind of, like, went way overboard.
Right.
You know what
I
mean?
Yeah.
And so that was, she was like, you know, I don't know.
Because
what
to do. Can I just say that men don't have, not all men, but by and large, if you have men that mainly socialize with other men, I find that they are lacking a little bit in the appropriate graciousness. Like, because as women, we're like, you know, oh, come in, have a drink.
Right.
And we kind of know when to back off.
Right.
But then men are like, I don't know if I'm doing it enough because I never do this. And I've got to be really, really welcoming.
Right. It's almost like the gesture has to be really hard.
Yeah. Like, go hard or go home.
Right. Like, it's got to be over the top for the person to know, we really, really appreciate you coming out to the meeting today.
Please come back.
Come back.
We really want you to come back. You know what? Just don't leave.
We have a cot.
Stay forever.
Stay here with us forever. Of course, again, we think that they were being wholesome. It wasn't a nefarious action.
I don't think it's nefarious at all.
No.
And I think that's also why the idea of you wanting a P.O. box to obscure your address mm-hmm. is almost like saying that you are not as committed to being open to the community. Like, you don't trust us with your address.
I mean, that's kind of like, I don't know.
Also, give us your social
kind of thought.
Also, give us your social security number and your birthday too.
Well, so so that's a good point too. When you do get your license, you have to get something called an FRN number.
Okay.
The FRN number is just another layer of abstraction to the social security number. You have to use a social security number to get an FRN number.
Okay.
And the FCC uses the FRN number to reference your account.
Well, this is starting to sound really problematic.
Right. So, I mean, it's you have
and then
to,
you're transmitting on Chinese radios, is what you're saying?
Yeah, you have to plug in your social security number into the Baofeng. The FRN number is only something that the FCC does. You don't use that for any of your ham radio dealings.
Okay.
It's only something that's in the FCC database. But the FCC definitely has your social security number if you get your license.
I'm very uncomfortable with this.
She's back now. Well, that's good, because what are we doing today?
Apparently not getting my license.
Well, guys, I guess this is going to be a short episode. Thanks so much for tuning in. Today's kind of topic that we're going to cover is you taking a practice test. Practice test round two.
So we've done this before, actually, on a video.
Well, that's why I said round two. Yeah, we did it on a live stream.
And I feel like I did pretty good. And then I was feeling pretty cocky. Yeah. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to take it one more time. And if I can just suss it out and pass, mm-hmm. I'm going to wing it. I'm just going to go and try to logic. And then I did so poorly the next time. And I think part of it was the questions had changed.
Right. Because we were doing a randomized test.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of questions in the
question. No, I mean like the entire test question bank had changed as well.
But that's not an appreciable amount of questions.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's not enough that
to well, make I appreciabled like, it.
Yeah. Well, so you have your phone app, your practice test phone app, and we're going to go through the practice tests. And I think the way we're going to do this is you say the question. For the sake of time, if a question, an answer jumps out to you, you don't really have to belabor it. But if you're thinking about it,
okay, I'll just do what I want.
Process. Oh, okay, good.
What instrument other than an SWR meter could you use to determine if a feed line and antenna are properly matched? An ohm meter?
What are your options?
Iambic pentameter. Directional watt meter, mm-hmm. voltometer, voltmeter, ohm meter.
Okay. And what do you think it is?
An ohm meter.
Okay. Go for it. What do you, go ahead, pick it.
Directional watt meter. I give up. I'm done. What's the next topic on this podcast?
Okay.
I should have actually figured that out.
Why?
Because it is a watt meter and the line and antenna have to match the radio.
Yeah, but actually that would kind of be an ohm meter too, because technically coax is 50 ohms. It's a 50 ohm impedance line.
Well, initially I thought a directional watt meter was made up.
So the watt meter is like testing the output or capability of the line, right? And what was it? Was it feed line loss or was it SWR?
SWR.
Oh, interesting. Okay. All right.
Could I have been right? Is this question wrong? Because
no.
I've been homeschooling Ben, and a lot of the times he answers the question.
Say the question again.
What instrument other than an SWR meter could you use to determine if a feed line and antenna are properly matched?
Yes, a directional. Yeah, because if you're putting out 50 watts of power through your antenna, but your directional watt meter was showing much less than that. That means it wasn't a good match to the antenna.
Okay.
Your power wasn't radiating out of the antenna.
Okay.
It wasn't getting to where it needed to be.
How is that different from an ohm meter?
An ohm meter only registers the resistance in the line. And if the line is technically... So I was thinking of losses. That's a different topic. If it was 50 ohms, it would be 50 ohms regardless in the feed line. Until you get to the antenna.
Oh,
and
so then the directional
ohms could go up crazy.
The directional watt meter actually measures also the loss over the antenna?
Well, when the antenna is not matched to the feed line and the radio,
okay,
you will have losses.
Mm.
It won't be transmitting out the full amount of power.
Okay. All right.
Feeling good. Feeling good in this one, right?
Yeah, feeling good. What is the minimum safe distance from a power line to allow when installing an antenna? Half the width of your property, one half wavelength at the operating frequency, enough so that if the antenna falls unexpectedly, no part of it can come closer than 10 feet to the power lines or the height of the power line above ground. C, right? I mean, that's...
Okay.
Come
so
on. I'm really good at the safety questions.
Okay, good.
until I get one.
Yeah,
I was gonna
say you're talking. You're two questions in right now and really going hard. You got a 50% rate right now.
Which of the following can reduce overload to a VHF transceiver from a nearby FM broadcast station? An RF preamplifier using headphones instead of the speaker, double shielded coaxial cable, or band reject filter? Band reject filter? Yeah.
Why do you think that was? That's a good question.
Because you're trying to reject the FM band?
And the FM band, commercial FM, is not in the same space as the VHF frequency space for ham radio.
Yeah, this is also what models use.
Models?
Yeah. Like fashion models. Band reject filter.
Jesus. Okay.
You're welcome, dad jokes.
Yeah.
Which of the following effects might cause radio signals to be heard despite obstructions between transmitting and receiving stations? Quantum tunneling, Doppler shift, Faraday rotation, or knife edge diffraction? Doppler shift. Damn it.
Doppler shift is used for things that are further away from you coming closer to you, like a satellite has a Doppler shift.
Well, I don't even know what knife edge diffraction means. So.
It was two stations that were interfering with each other, right? What was the question?
Which of the following effects might cause radio signals to be heard despite obstructions between the transmitting and receiving stations?
I think that has to do with the waves. The waves, you know, the waves.
Are you saying you don't know the answer?
I don't know. I'm seeing something in my head, but I don't know. I'm completely right. So we can just go to the next question.
You're not being a good tutor. I think you should look this up right now.
I'm not going to stop. That's not good pod.
What?
That's not good pod. I'm hitting my keyboard right now. Hold on.
Yeah, I think that's a fantastic pod. Have you heard of ASMR?
No.
People really like the sound of typewriter clicks.
No, keep going. I'll get right on that while you keep going.
But knife edge diffraction, that sounds made up too. That's the problem with this test.
Why?
Because they put in stuff like an iambic pentameter. That's totally irrelevant, right? Unless you're going to tell me that there's something very Shakespearean in ham radio.
I mean, you could speak in iambic pentameter when you're on the radio.
That is kind of my point here, is that knife edge diffraction sounds like it's made up.
Oh, I see what it is. It's literally like a obstruction, that a physical obstruction that your frequency waves are getting bounced off of.
Okay.
Your frequency waves. That was the wrong
word. It needs to be like the blade of a knife, like the shape of the distraction.
It's got to be something that's like that. Yeah. And it's causing a effect to your RF.
I see. Okay. Under which of the following circumstances may an amateur radio station make one-way transmission? At any time, as long as the material being transmitted did not originate from a commercial broadcast station? Under no circumstances, when transmitting code practice, information bulletins, or transmissions necessary to provide emergency communications? Or D, any time as long as no music is transmitted?
Ooh. This one's strictly a rule.
Aren't all amateur radio station transmissions one way and then you talk the other way? I mean, you always transmit one way?
One way implies a broadcast. It's not a discussion. It would be like, I'm going to do this podcast.
At any time as long as no music is transmitted?
Sure, as long as you're using your call sign.
When transmitting code practice.
Right.
Information bulletins or transmissions necessary to provide emergency comms.
Yeah, so we're not broadcasting. We're transmitting to other stations. There are obviously situations where you do it, but most of the time it's to talk or communicate with other people.
Okay, so I think I need to understand, what is the difference between transmitting one way and other forms of communication that people normally have on ham radio?
So let's just say I hook this podcast up to a transmitter and okay. transmit it over radio.
Okay.
I don't turn on a receiver. I'm just transmitting it.
Oh, so you're not going to receive any messages back?
I'm just transmitting. No receive. A radio station, like a commercial radio station,
sure.
There's no receiver. They're not listening to people trying to talk to them on the radio. They're so only transmitting.
So a core rule of ham radio is that you have to be able to receive a message back?
I mean, that's generally the point, right? That's the whole point. Really, that's the main point, is that it's a mode of communication.
So if I wanted to do a COVID-19 broadcast,
mm-hmm.
I would be able to do that as long as I had a receiver on to allow people to respond to my...
Yeah, you can't just like make a show out of it. You can't have a radio show. But at the same time, you could be on a net and have a topic, and that topic was you talking about your COVID-19 update. And then people could have a Discord with you.
But what if I turned on my transceiver and just turned the volume off?
Well, that would be one way. You wouldn't be able to hear the conversation coming back to you.
And that would be rude.
Right. It's more rude than anything, right? Okay. It's rude. Okay.
I'm not passing this test today.
Well, you know, maybe you won't have the margarita when you go take your test. I don't know. I'm crazy, you know.
But they did let you do at-home testing now, right?
Oh, you know what? That's a good point.
I could margarita myself all day.
You could just be drinking a margarita in the test out of, yeah. like, any kind of cup. I guess you could do that with any test. It's not like they check your thermos or whatever you're drinking.
I guess it depends on how sloppy you come in.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't think they don't test you for sobriety when you go into
you walk by and they're like, is that jungle juice?
I need you to put out this fire really fast.
Show me that this won't make the fire worse. That is literally a joke only people who listen to the last podcast.
That's right.
Are
get. See what we're doing? Oh my gosh. Is that stickiness?
Isn't that what comedians call like
a callback?
A callback.
Wow. Good pod.
You
definitely need to be drinking more of that margarita. You're holding it and looking at it.
it's like darker than a normal margarita.
Yours is darker than mine. How did that work out?
I don't know. And who made these drinks?
You did.
I know. Okay.
Okay, big sip. Here we go.
All right.
Because we're three questions in on a 25 question chat.
I don't think we're going to finish. We should
is this part one?
Yeah, we should just cut off at a certain point.
Well, you can start churning through them and get them right. If you don't get them wrong, then you're not going to have a problem.
It's not getting better. I think I know less about ham radio today than I did however many years ago I took it the first time.
That was like a year and a half ago, right? I don't remember.
I think it's over 2 years ago.
Really?
Yeah.
That's crazy. That was the last time we had a date night.
No, it's not.
And anyway, we took our date night on a live stream. I'm just kidding. Okay, go.
What types of international communications is an FCC-licensed amateur radio station permitted to make? Only communications incidental to contest exchanges. All other communications are prohibited. Communications incidental to conducting business or remarks of a personal nature. Any communication that would be permitted by an international broadcast station. Communications incidental to the purposes of amateur radio service and the remarks of personal character.
Mm. What do you think?
See? Ugh. God.
Was it D or B?
It was D. Yeah. Communications incidental to the purposes of amateur radio service, and remarks of a personal character. What is that?
Just talking. I went to the doctor today.
I thought it meant like, oh, I'm going to sit here and brag about myself.
You literally livered so-and-so.
We will only comment. We will
only attack personal character when it's international.
It wasn't an attack. It was a remark of personal character.
Yeah, remark.
So you could sit there just bragging about yourself and how wonderful.
Oh, your personal character. Remark upon your personal character.
It was like, they already have a platform like that. It's called Instagram.
Well, I mean, ham radio is the first social media, right? This existed well before any of that crap.
Oh, so I thought it was pigeons.
We were talking about ourselves long before the internet and remarking on our personal character. Come on.
The wording of this question is like, what era was this written in?
19-tickety-2.
I'm getting salty about how many I'm getting wrong right now.
Isn't it that test taker coming out in you? Yeah. I'm going to tell your mom you got a C on this test.
Please don't tell my mom.
Now you're going to do really well.
I can't do well if I didn't study. I don't even have flashcards made. There's no outlines done. I don't know how I'm supposed to pass.
I don't have notes with 4 different colors of ink on the page.
Say what you will, but those make a difference. What is the amount of change measured in decibels of a power increase from 20 watts to 200 watts? 12 decibels, 28 decibels, 10 decibels, or 18 decibels?
You're just straight up guessing on this one, right?
What is the conversion of watts to decibels? What's the formula?
I don't remember that now.
Will you answer it then?
What were my options?
12, 28, 10, or 18.
And it was...
And if I was going... It's like watts, like 20 watts mm-hmm. to 200 watts.
Okay.
The power increase. And it's like, well, how do you... What's the relation of watts to decibels?
I don't remember.
I don't think you would pass this test today.
I would probably just go with, was there a 12?
Yeah. You wouldn't go with 10 and just do the mathematical, like, guess of logic?
I don't know. What would you do?
I would do 10 because it's 20 to 200. And I'm going to assume the way they're related is...
Mm-hmm.
Okay. By 10.
Okay. What was it?
It was 10.
Okay.
Yeah. Look at me. I'm real disappointed in you right now, though.
I've got my extra now. I don't have to remember any of this stuff.
Are there any other hams out there who are willing to tutor me on this? Because you literally were not the best student in school.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Like standardized testing to you is like, you don't care about knowing the information so much as you care about just getting through the test.
Generally, that's not always true. That's not always true.
Tell me what it's not true.
I would say most of the content I'm fine with. The hard algorithms, the conversions and whatnot, I don't really remember that stuff. That's just me.
Well, if you don't remember them,
yes,
but you are very good at operating at ham radio,
yeah.
Why is it on the test?
So that is a good question. Generally, the powers that be that comes up with these tests, the FCC being part of that, wants people to know this stuff.
For what purpose?
So that we maintain a... culture of people that know how electronics and radio work, a hobby / service where they have that capability to know this stuff and that it doesn't die away.
But we have the internet now,
right? But what if the internet goes away?
Well, that is just the same argument that every ham radio operator makes for getting licensed.
Right.
Okay. Which of the following best describes broadband hamnet, also referred to as a high-speed multimedia network.
Ooh.
A wide bandwidth digital voice mode employing DRM protocols, mm-hmm. an internet linking protocol used to network repeaters, a satellite communications network using modified commercial satellite TV hardware, an amateur radio based data network using commercial Wi-Fi gear with modified firmware.
What do you think? Dead air.
An internet linking protocol used to network repeaters?
It's your call.
God.
It's D.
It just doesn't make any sense.
It's literally ham Wi-Fi. Hamnet is ham Wi-Fi. We put antennas on our roof. They're kind of like, they look like commercial satellite television antennas, but we point them at other Wi-Fi nodes and they mesh. It's a mesh networking system.
For what now?
For ham radio. Well, it is. We use ham radio to transmit data.
Okay.
And we create a mesh network.
Is this how everybody transmit those porn pictures over the air?
One could do that. The same rules of ham radio apply, though. That's different. I think you're thinking of SSTV.
Oh.
No, this is actually Wi-Fi. You can connect your laptops and stuff to it when it's set up.
How fast is it?
Not incredibly fast, but again, if
like
power 1G, goes...
1G, 2G?
Oh, I don't... that's the transmit speed of the radios, the two locations, the nodes, right? So it depends on how fast the node connections are, and I think it's like 2.4.
Okay, I don't understand. You can set up a ham radio network
mm-hmm.
that then provides you access to the internet?
Well, no, again, if the internet goes down
okay.
or you lose power,
okay.
we could still interoperate between locations with Wi-Fi. So we would be able, so if I could set up like this on the top of a hospital and I could receive information to that hospital and feed it into that those computers on that network, hypothetically. You can interconnect two hospitals together, for example. Over the air via ham radio. To transmit data. Anything. It's network traffic. It's Wi-Fi. It's literally a Wi-Fi network. It's not the internet. It's a network.
Huh.
So. Make sense?
Yes.
What, you've got one so far?
I'm on question 9.
Oh, boy.
What do the initials LEO tell you about an amateur satellite?
Mm.
The satellite battery is low energy operation mode. The satellite is in low Earth orbit. The satellite uses light-emitting optics. The satellite is performing a lunar eject orbit maneuver. The satellite is in low Earth orbit?
Yeah.
There we go.
Back on the board.
What is the amateur radio emergency service, ARES? Licensed amateurs who have voluntarily registered their qualifications and equipment for communications duty in public service. A training program that provides licensing courses for those interested in obtaining an amateur license to use during emergencies. A training program that certifies amateur operators for membership in the Radio Amateur Civil Emergency Service. Licensed amateurs who are members of the military and who voluntarily agreed to provide message handling services in case of emergency. Okay, so it's it's D, right?
No. Military? The military word should have been the one to turn you off.
Well, no. It says members who are members of the military and who voluntarily agreed to provide...
Yeah, but it was only military.
Oh, okay, yeah.
That answer was only military and there was a qualifier.
Yeah, I didn't read that as a qualifier.
Oh.
That was the margarita.
Was it? Okay.
Yeah. I was like, the military or people who voluntarily agreed?
Yeah. Like... I mean, regardless if the person's in the military, they could still be a part of Aries. They just have to have their license.
Aren't you a part of Aries?
I have definitely signed up for my local Aries chapter.
Yeah.
They don't put out much information. They don't do much. I don't know what the deal is with that group. But anyway, that's
I don't think
not
they
a topic
need it
for this.
Right
Maybe
now.
They don't. Maybe yeah. not.
Who is Who is accountable should a repeater inadvertently retransmit communications that violate the FCC rules?
Mm.
Both the originating station and the repeater owner, the owner of the repeater, the control operator of the repeater, the control operator of the originating station.
Mm.
Both the originating station and the repeater owner?
Just the originating station. That is why repeaters like the 435, the outlaw repeaters out there can stay in operation. It's because it's not the repeater owner that's breaking the FCC laws. It's the originating stations that are.
Wow. Wow.
I'm not Things even are going...
halfway through this.
Things are going great.
How is it worse? Like, how is it getting worse?
Sometimes people get lucky rolls on tests. This is just a randomized question pool.
What is component 4 in figure T1?
So this is really good pod because you can't see any of these images.
Figure 4 is like a horizontal line.
Oh, this is also
with
a really
short
good. You're
horizontal
describing
line.
A picture. This is really good. And it's a circuit. It's a component,
it's,
right?
It's, yeah, it? It's like it it's four it. Lines. Hold on. It's four horizontal lines on top of each other.
Oh, okay.
With a long, short, long, short pattern.
Yeah. Four parallel lines with. What are your options?
My options are transistor, ground symbol, battery, or resistor. Oh, man.
Oh, dog. Oh, man.
Is it the... What is this?
I mean...
Resistor? It's a battery.
Yeah.
What? That's where Edison gets it. What?
What?
Okay, now I know. A bunch of horizontal lines.
Horizontal battery. Lines. Battery.
Okay.
Check.
Who does the FCC presume to be the control operator of an amateur station unless documentation to the contrary is in the station records? The station custodian, a third-party participant, the station licensee, or the person operating the station equipment?
Uh-huh.
The person operating the station equipment? God, don't you have to be licensed to operate the station equipment?
If the kids hop on, figure out how to turn my radios on and start transmitting, that would be illegal. It's my station.
Let's do something else now.
Has it thoroughly defeated you? Maybe we shouldn't have gone in blind. Maybe you should have looked into this a little bit.
Well, I don't know. Because I guess I'll always remember these answers.
Will you?
Being publicly humiliated by a test on my phone.
I mean, okay.
All right, let's take a break. Take a break.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so we took a little break there.
Yeah. No, and by break, I mean, we're not going to come back to the test for the rest of this podcast.
We will continue with practice tests. Maybe we'll make that a little segment we do as you
that's
continue
probably
to dip your toe.
That's probably a better idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. Unless people tell us that they are tired of hearing me fail question after question.
Well, again, guys, reach out to me in any number of ways and tell me what if that was interesting to you, if you like that.
There's got to be a more central way for you to receive comments.
Well, I mean, podcasts are slippery. They're all over the place. However people podcast, it's just an RSS feed.
Just like put it out there in the world.
I mean, the podcast is originally uploaded to SoundCloud. People can comment directly on the post for the podcast. But
I couldn't figure out how to do that.
Really?
Yeah.
There's a comment section on the podcast.
Not when I accessed it through my phone.
Oh, well, that may be true. I don't know about that. Okay, so I can't comment.
That's not very user-friendly.
No, but I mean, like, Twitter, Discord, leave a review on iTunes, whatever you want to do, right? Any of those things work just fine. But what we are going to talk about is the YouTubers Hamfest. So not this weekend.
I'm so excited to have you really super engaged in nothing but online activity for 2 days over a weekend after a week of homeschooling the kids and trying to get work done.
It's just right up your alley. You're the most excited for this.
I guess it's better than having you actually fly out to Ohio in the middle of a pandemic, though.
That's true. But the good news is that I'm not going to be, I don't stream all day.
Right.
And I'm just going to be there kind of in and out if people need help or whatever.
Mostly in.
No, I don't think so. We'll watch it. We'll watch it on TV and stuff, but I'll make everybody watch it. You will enjoy this time we have. But I wanted to walk through a bit of our lineup. So it all kicks off on the 23rd of this month.
That is Saturday?
That is Saturday. That's right. And we did everything on Eastern time, as if we were in Ohio. So it starts at 8 a.m.
Right.
And Ham Radio 2.0 kicks it off with opening comments. And it'll go right into his discussion that he's doing with Flex Radio.
What's Flex Radio?
Flex Radio is like one of the higher-end radio manufacturers.
I've literally never heard of it. Is it because it's too expensive for you?
Pretty much. they can be pretty pricey. And they are, what's the best way to put this? They're basically like a computer. The radio itself, you have to access it via a computer. It really doesn't have any controls. It's just everything plugs into it, your antennas, it can have multiple antennas, that kind of stuff.
Why do people like it?
Really powerful. Gives you lots of options. So you can access it through a computer. They do sell something called a Maestro, which is a remotable device.
That's like a really interesting thing, though, to have a ham radio that is well-loved and high-priced that requires a computer. I feel like that is not what most ham radio operators...
Well, I'm saying it requires a computer. It requires something that can get into the device. The Flex Radio is a network-enabled device. So you can access it via software to get to the radio.
Okay.
It still has a microphone attached to it and that kind of stuff.
You could operate it as a standalone unit?
You can't go put hands on the unit. There's only like one that has an actual face panel that you can operate. Okay. They sell a separate unit. I think the separate unit is like $1,200 just for the remote unit.
Wow.
It's like a big iPad kind of thing. And it has an actual control.
So it's like the one percenter radio?
Yeah. They can be pretty pricey.
Have you seen, speaking of iPads that control things that have no buttons, have you seen the coffee faucet?
No.
It is like a normal faucet that goes on a counter.
Mm-hmm.
And then there is an iPad that sits near it. And then you tell it whether you want a cafe latte or a macchiato or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And then you put your cup under it and it fills your cup with whatever you selected on the iPad.
But it's like an iPad screen?
You
have to give it an iPad?
I don't know.
You can't just like use an app on your iPad to control your coffee maker? Like it has a devoted screen.
It's literally just a swan-necked faucet that comes out of a counter. There's no controls on it.
Oh, so it's all under the counter.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's $10,000.
Oh, my God. Well, speaking of Flex Radio, I'm sure they have a $10,000 radio. But I got to be specific, that iPad device, that thing, it has a screen like an iPad, but it still has all the radio controls on it. So it's actually like a big unit. Mm. So it actually has the VFO, the big dial, and all that stuff to control the radio.
Interesting.
It is a pretty interesting device. Next is Arden at 840. And that is a, Arden. What is Arden? Isn't that the net system?
You're asking me?
Yeah, I'm actually don't know. So I'm going to have to, I always get that mixed up with the packet radio system. So I think I'm confusing the two.
I feel like you might have a device near you that would answer this question fairly quickly.
I know,
quickly.
Right? I could do that, I guess.
Who's presenting Arden?
That's also Jason. So we tried to do like a whole segment, like give them an hour or so, or an hour or two, each of the presenters.
Oh, that's a good idea.
That way we don't have to like switch too many times between streams. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
That's the idea anyway. Amateur Radio Emergency Data Network. So it is a network. Yeah, I forgot. Okay. I don't do ArdenNet. I should probably do that. It is a mesh networking system, so I should definitely get involved in this.
I just learned about these.
Yeah. Yeah. Jason has done multiple videos on those. So
it's like Wi-Fi mesh. Could connect
that's
to
right.
hospitals.
That's,
if the internet was not
I think
working.
Arden uses packet, though. Anyway. I won't try and pretend like I know more than I do on that topic. Hey, there's all kinds of things I don't know about ham. That's right. There's all kinds of things I don't know about ham radio. That is what makes it so interesting. I can't know everything. There's no way. Next at 9:30 a.m. is Good Game Ham Radio, and he's going to be talking to the ARRL for, it looks like, an hour.
Is it Katie Allen?
No, Katie Allen doesn't work with the ARRL.
Oh, okay.
I'm talking to Katie Allen.
Who works for the ARRL?
Becky Schoenfeld. She was on my show.
Oh, okay. I was confusing Katie with Becky.
Rhea also.
Oh, Rhea. Yes. Okay.
I mean, those are the people that I have talked to that are involved.
I'm assuming there's a lot of people at the ARRL.
Oh, yeah. There's a ton. And they have division managers all over all the states and stuff.
I heard they're hiring a new CEO.
Yeah, I don't know how that. I haven't looked into that in a while.
Taking applications over there.
Yeah,
if anybody wants to change the direction of the ARRL, or keep it the same, you know, conservatives, progressives, whatever.
N0SSC. That's Sterling. Sterling's the guy I should actually talk to about the ARRL. He knows the most about it. He's doing one on Yoda, which is your youth on the air.
Is it like the Mandalorian?
No, Yoda, not Yoda.
Baby Yoda.
Baby Yoda. I mean, they are youth. I mean, right? So the Yoda group is kind of a small thing in the United States, but it's like a huge thing in Europe and other countries, South Africa. Other countries are really big into Yoda. And it's a way for kids.
So
it's like a camp. It's like a summer camp for ham radio, for youth, for ham radio.
So everything else that's on the air is like something you go to. Right? It's like
on
summits on the air, parks on the air, hotel on the air. And then when you said youth on the air,
we just hold a youth down,
like,
and
what?
We set our radio up on them.
You gotta climb a mountain of youths. It's like a cheerleading pyramid.
Right.
You gotta operate from the top. Excellent core strength, guys.
You take things very literally. Like when you have
it's a pattern, okay?
Yeah, you just keep it until something makes me deviate from this pattern. That is what it is. Summits on the air, they go to the summit. Parks on the air, they go to the park.
Hotels.
Youth on the air, they go on top of the youth. Very concrete.
I'm just saying, think about your naming conventions.
Yeah. 7:41 at 11:30 Eastern on Still on Saturday is talking to SDR Play, my favorite SDR, software-defined radio manufacturer, so that's going to be fun. And he's going to do a talk on used gear buying tips.
Oh.
At 12 o'clock for noontime, so that's good. K8MRD radio stuff.
K-Murd.
K-Murd. That's what my wife
calls him. K-Murder.
That's what my wife calls him. Yeah, he's talking to Pactena, George over at Pactena, and then he's going to be talking to BioNO Batteries, which I just realized BioNO Batteries is in Santa Ana.
Really?
Yeah, so hopefully if
is
we
Pactena
ever get out
like
of this
like a
COVID,
backpack antenna?
It is for, it's a packable antenna, it's super lightweight.
How light? How light really can light. It go?
Really light.
Ooh.
You're going to carry one in your purse, you know, just in case you get a make some HF contacts.
No, I'm just very interested in very light things that go in a backpack.
Oh, man, I've got a ton of stuff.
I know.
Well, that's awesome. Let me show you my backpack gear.
Here is a hammock.
So he's
it
actually
weighs 0.1 ounce.
He's got, I think he's doing a three-parter because he's also talking to Callum from the UK, from the DX
cool.
Commander, and that's going to be at 1:30, again, Eastern time.
Wait, so Callum is coming on as
1:10.
To represent DX Commander.
Yeah, that is his business.
Versus coming on and hosting another competing.
No, what he's going to do is Mike is hosting him, and then he's also hosting another person. To talk about something completely unrelated.
And then you assigned him to, or he chose to interview another, like, competing DX antenna.
Smart. Yeah. That's just good business.
Yeah. So that they could really go to blows, right?
Right.
Just point out, oh, yes, my radio also, or my antenna also does that, but does your antenna do this? Really just smush it down.
You're begging on the table where the microphones are. At 1:30, we've got K6UDA, and he's doing a Ray Novak presentation.
Ray Novak.
From ICOM.
That's your buddy.
Yeah, well, supporter of the channel when we did our 100K video, so
yeah, really
that's
nice
cool.
guy.
Yeah, and actually, I believe that is going to be a video. It's going to be, it'll be fun. It'll be fun. I won't spoil the surprise. Temporarily offline at 2:00 is going to be talking to Bob Heil, which is
that is the name of the YouTuber. Temporarily offline.
Yeah, good name, right? And sorry, yeah. Like,
oh, so it's going to go offline for a little bit.
Yeah,
so people
temporarily
can go
offline.
To the
it's just
going to
be a guy. The stream's offline. It's just going to be a guy talking to himself. His name's Bob Heil. He's really big in the amateur radio community. No, Heil microphones. He's got I think he's the only microphone manufacturer in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Oh.
Yeah, but he's also a very prolific amateur radio.
I think you've told me about this before.
Yeah. Well, he's everywhere. I mean, Heil mics are
Heil.
Synonymous with amateur radio. H-E-I-L, Heil.
Yes. Okay, like Heil sound.
Yes.
Okay, got it.
Yes. he's also going to do a show on JSA Call.
These
which is
are
a digital mode.
A bunch
these
of
are
letters.
Letters. Yeah, these are all letters. And there's a word in there, I think.
I guess I could make up what they stand for.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could tell me.
Right. And then
Justice
he's going to do a
Sound Avenger.
Yeah. He's going to do a co-stream with Kyle AA0Z on contesting. So, you know, like we talked
yes.
about before. And that's going to run for an hour it's going to run for an hour at 3:00 Eastern time. So that should be fun.
Are they going to run a contest while they're doing the stream on contesting?
No. They might take QSOs. But contesting is actually, if there isn't a contest, so it's kind of funny. When there is a contest going, it's hard to kind of explain to people like how to contest better. Other than to explain to people what is happening. Like, oh, I hear this person. I'm going to reply. Now I'm going to call CQ and I'm going to work contacts. You can do that. But little nuances of things to improve your operating ability, that's something you should do when there's not a contest. It's just too much going on to be able to like kind of do both. You know what I mean? Like work the contest and then like describe, explain that whole deal.
It would have been really cool if you guys set up a virtual HamFest contest so that at the end of it, it's just like an hour contest. Just rapid fire whoever can
get
most contacts with the people that presented at virtual HamFest.
We got a lot on our plate already. I really appreciate you trying to
I'm just going
to
go
like,
ahead and pile on.
Yeah, pile it on.
Yeah.
So they actually do contests like that. They're called sprints. They're usually like an hour, 2 hours, whatever. And they're a lot of fun. Because it's like, you're not committing a ton of time. You just get in there, boom, 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 and then you're out, which is pretty good. But anyway, that's good because contesting is a really fun thing. Very high-paced action. So Bob is back again at 4:00.
Bob. K6UDA.
He's going to be talking to MFJ. So
yeah,
big fans MFJ. Of MFJ. And then he's going to do a segment with Chameleon. It's still spelled wrong. Thanks, guys. It's Chameleon Antennas, who I have reviewed a ton of their antennas. They do good stuff.
And what part of the segment is going to include a topless woman?
Oh. Never topless, right? Because that'll get you kicked off of YouTube.
Yeah, not topless. Just like where the substantial part of the shirt disappears.
I mean, you know, every morning before I get up, you go to the garage and you just like have to get your broom out and just start whacking all the scantily clad women because they just collect around the radios. When
it's
I go to
problem.
Sleep, right? When I go to sleep at night, like they get in somehow through the vents or something like that, and they just lay on the ham shack, and you've got to chase them out of there because I mean, you know, they're not coming for me. Scantily clad women are really interested in just ham gear, right? They just always want to lay on them. And
yeah,
pose.
I've seen this problem at Ham Radio Outlet.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
it's
just people really mistake it for another type of business.
Yeah. They took like a designer handbag, and it's hanging in the corner with fluorescent lamps all around it and a mild electric shock. And they just kind of buzz around it like little moths, just getting shocks because they can't. If they turn it off, they'll just
go right for the radio.
Just go right for the radio.
Right for the radio.
It's impossible to stop them. It's crazy. I will then pick it up at 5 o'clock, and I'm going to be talking to Step IR, an antenna manufacturer.
Yes.
Step IR.
You really like that company.
I do. From the last antenna that I reviewed from theirs. And I'm probably going to be reviewing another one in the future.
What?
Yeah. It's going to be great. You're going to have... It's going to be fun.
Is it like a pack antenna?
No.
What?
No.
Explain to me.
It's like a permanent antenna. It's gonna be here. Is what I'm saying.
Are you moving out?
I mean, I could live under the antenna, I guess.
Is it bigger than the antenna you have on the roof right now?
It's not taller than, but it is wider.
You have a massive spider web on the roof. How does it get wider?
It goes out, but it's thinner. Does that make sense? The hex beam has like multiple layers of vertical antennas, and it kind of gets wider like a bowl. So this antenna, instead of being like a bowl, it's flat, but wide. Very wide. Not wider than our roof is wide. So there's that.
I don't know that that's a consolation. If you're saying that it's wider than what's on the roof right now.
Yes.
And your only limit is that it's not wider than our roof. There's like some...
Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
You get it. I broke my first rule of putting antennas up. But I don't know how else to do this because what am I going to tell you to do? You can't leave the house. The last time you left the house, you came home, big antenna on the roof. This time, I have to get creative with what I'm going to do. I'm playing this by ear at this point. I don't have a card. I don't have any game plan.
The people in our city are already complaining about how their Wi-Fi is slow. They're going to blame it all on us.
You know what the best part of it is? I bought a custom banner. It goes on the antenna. It says, so much 5G is coming out of this antenna right now.
Oh, I thought you bought a banner that said, all your Wi-Fi belong to us.
No, no. It just says 5G all over it. It spins around and it's got tassels coming off of it that say five. No, I'm just kidding. But if I did that, they'd probably burn the house down.
That causes coronavirus.
Yeah.
That's also something I learned.
Yeah, right? And then I'll be talking with Hobby PCB, which is a cool little smaller manufacturer of radios and amplifiers.
Wait, I like how you like just slipped in that you were going to get a new bigger antenna on the roof.
It depends on how you define bigger. It is
by
smaller.
Size. I define it by size.
It is smaller vertically. The space it takes up. It's not a big upside down umbrella.
Are you saying it'll be less noticeable? See, this the lack of response on this.
I don't know how to define less noticeable. That's hard to define.
It's either I can see it more or I can see it less. Well, that is.
If you think about the horizon line, when you're really far away,
I live in this house. I live in this house.
It's not going to be up as high.
From somebody who is my height.
Yes.
Looking at my house.
Yes.
Which you are also familiar with the size.
Yes.
Will it be noticeable?
Yeah. Well, of course it's going to be noticeable.
More noticeable than the spider web?
I don't think so. The spider web is like, it's so odd looking. Nobody has seen. There's nothing. I mean, we drive around and I point out ham radio antennas to you. Right? I point them out, like the ones that are on the towers, right?
When I come home and you have installed a new antenna on the roof, you go, did you notice anything weird? And then I'll be like, you put another one on the roof. So even if I didn't notice it the first time.
It's kind of like when you come home and you say, do you notice anything different about me?
I never do that.
Did you notice my haircut?
I never do that.
Did you notice the massive antenna I put on the roof?
Yes. Oh my God, what is happening? Can somebody come up with an antenna that really camouflages into like the sky or something?
I mean, you could just paint it, but then like the weather changes could be. I mean, California's probably fine. You could just paint the thing blue and it's probably fine. You want to paint it blue? You want to paint it sky blue?
I want it to be invisible.
I have a feeling that will introduce more radio interference than it actually would help.
Coated in lead paint.
So then, continuing with the lineup, I will be talking to Hobby PCB. And these are packable radios that they make. Packable radios, packable amplifier for QRP applications.
And what is wrong with just putting one of those in your arsenal?
I have stuff like that.
Instead of on the roof.
Yeah, but I need it. Anyway, this is a topic for a video, multiple videos that I'll be putting together, because I'm going to have to like assemble parts of this in the garage as I'm doing the build out for this. So
this sounds horrible, what you're telling me right now.
So you were not here when I did the last antenna. I assembled that like halfway in the driveway and halfway in the street on a tripod. And like,
no wonder the neighbors think you're messing with their cell phone signals. No wonder. You're just in the street putting this massive antenna together. And then I'm getting calls like, what's on your roof? I've noticed that I can't watch Big Brother as clearly as I used to.
Because I'm Big Brother now.
That's a show that people used to watch.
Yeah, it's got used to watch or still going.
Is it still going?
It's got to be.
I have no idea what happens like on COVID-19,
I mean, it's got to be still going. And then to wrap out Saturday, we're all going to come back together on Jason Ham Radio 2.0 stream, and we're going to do a happy hour.
Oh.
So that's going to be fun. So
a happy hour. So are you guys having drinks delivered to people or?
No, this is going to be a provide your own libation situation.
BYOB. Just everybody's like on a Zoom or?
Mm-hmm.
Oh no, we missed our Zoom happy hour today again.
Which Zoom happy hour?
The one where you pissed everybody off by answering all of the trivia questions.
I did drink a little bit towards the end of that, and then when they got to the video game character one, I was too aggressive. That was way over the top.
Were so aggressive. The guy kept saying, give everybody else a chance, and you ignored him. Just he must have said it like 6 times. And then you were just like, Jerry Maguire.
Jerry Maguire, famous video game character.
Sonic the Hedgehog.
Everybody Akira. Got Sonic the Hedgehog. Akira's not a video game character.
Whatever.
I did. Ryu.
I obviously did not.
And then
do.
Ken. Because it was Ken and Ryu.
And then nobody got the difference. And I think you argued with him about the difference.
I think I told him, no, it's Ken.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yes, I had quite a few beers at that point in the evening.
Yeah.
At the same time, though.
And when you got up to leave the room to go get another drink or something, they were like, quick, just to start the trivia.
I need to get some points on the board. To my defense, they would not tell me any kind of rules that they were playing with. They started out saying, oh, we're going to wait for the question to be asked, and then we'll answer it. And then they started, like, precogging it. They were just reading it and then answering it as fast as possible. And I was like, okay, well, I can play that game, too.
And then
I
did play the game. Started blocking the screen, like, with other windows.
So I had 10% of the monitor the video. Visible. And I still was just murdering them with the trivia.
That was like the movie scene where that's what you were IDing, the movie scene in the eye-shaped slits that were between two
spreadsheets that you were working on. Was it movie scenes? Was that what that was?
It was.
Yeah. I think I killed that one too.
Maybe we didn't miss it. Maybe we weren't invited back.
Maybe. Or it's just to you. Only Leia. That's okay. Now, Sunday, the next day, the wrap-up day, gets kicked off with Kyle AA0Z again, and he's doing an hour on remote stations. That starts at 10 a.m. Eastern time.
Like number stations?
No. So remember I was talking about Flex Radio? So one of the things Flex Radio does that's pretty cool is because it's internet enabled, you can be anywhere and you can remote into your radio. So you can control it remotely. And there's all kinds of software packages that do this kind of thing, too.
This is something that you told me about Flex Radio, which made it super cool.
Yeah. They're the makers of probably the most put-together solution for that.
Because then, technically, you could be anywhere in the world
as long as you have internet operate connection.
Based off of your really great antenna on your roof, right?
Right. Yes, your small, easily dispersible in the horizon antenna that just blends right in.
That's going to be painted the color of the sky.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
That should just be a color option. Hey, antenna manufacturers.
Wife camouflage.
Have you ever heard of making it disappear?
Add $60. Wife camouflage.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Everybody should think very hard about this.
Jason actually took a Flex radio and put it in his vacation home or where he goes vacationing. It's where does he go? Costa Rica? I think Costa Rica. So he has a Flex radio, just the box connected to the antenna, and he remotes into it. From his home.
Oh, no wonder.
So he can
loves
basically
it so much.
Operate like he's an international, like in an international country.
Out.
So he can make a lot of contacts that way, which
that's
is pretty cool.
That's very cool.
Yeah, very smart. And then Ham Radio 2.0 picks it up to talk to Gigaparts at 11 a.m. Eastern.
Gigaparts.
And then BridgeCom Systems. BridgeCom Systems is doing a live stream all this weekend for Hamvention. Along with Yaesu, busy weekend. Because this is Hamvention weekend, this weekend.
Right.
And well, technically. And then
BridgeCom is streaming all weekend?
Yeah. Friday, they did it today, they do it tomorrow, and then they do it Sunday. They stream for like 3 or 4 hours.
Wow.
Yeah. They're doing giveaways and stuff like that. It's pretty cool. And then I'm back at noon, and I'm talking to Katie Allen for HRO. And so we'll be talking about the exclusive products that they sell. And then everybody comes on my channel at 12:30 Eastern, or about that time, and we're going to do the closeout, where we just talk about kind of our favorite things, recap some stuff, have a lot of fun. So that is the YouTubers Hamfest, and you can go to YouTubersHamFest.com for more information.
Nice. Nice. I will be watching the kids while this is all going on.
Don't worry. I'll put it on the television for you. You won't miss a minute of the action.
Thank you so much. Your solutions are endless.
The kids are going to love it. Can you imagine?
Yeah. Yeah. I can imagine something.
Well, this has been fun. Did you have anything else you want to talk about?
No. I'm still thinking about how to hide the antenna.
Do you want to do some more of your practice questions before we wrap
I think
up?
We leave that up
to the listeners.
The comments. If somebody says, God, please, no more. That was so painful. In any comment. Anybody on any platform, you wanna tweet, you wanna TikTok, you wanna leave a comment on iTunes, SoundCloud, Discord, Patreon, whatever, you thought it was painful and awful, you say the word, it's done.
Speaking of that, you have an Instagram. You've kind of given it up because of TikTok.
100% given up on Instagram.
You know what's
Instagram.
Interesting is you were creating things on Instagram.
Oh, yeah. I've got like videos I was like posting every day in my stories, and then TikTok came along and I'm like, this is so much better than Instagram.
But you don't make anything on TikTok.
I don't.
So you're just consuming the content.
Well, I'm actually doing market research, thank you very much, because I'm your TikTok creative director.
That's right. Yes, indeed. And we will be getting back to that because I have a video that I'm working on that I'm going to try and put some content together from the video to put on TikTok. I think should be fun. So TikTok is really easy to do, though. Like, I can pump out a TikTok in like an hour.
Yeah, I think you need to go back to the things in my ham shack that just make sense.
Yes.
Or you could do the alternate things in my ham shack that make no sense.
I mean, to most people that stumble onto my video, none of it makes any sense.
Zero out of ten, no ham.
Yeah. That was one of my favorite comments. No ham in the entire video.
I kept waiting for the ham.
Where's the ham? I want all the ham. Yeah, so that was not the case. Anyway, guys, we hope you enjoyed this. We're still finding our way. So anything you want to recommend to us, again, reach out to Leia or me any way possible and give us your feedback. I definitely didn't expect
to do so poorly.
I know. I'm totally with you that first time was kind of like lightning in a bottle because you did really well.
Yeah.
And then it's just like, it's just getting worse.
It's gotten worse. I think this is worse than the second time I just did it for fun. Mm-hmm. And just to see like where it was going to fall out, it's literally worse.
Yeah. Are you watching my videos?
Are they on TikTok?
Could you imagine trying to teach people the ham radio license in like 30 seconds with a music backtrack and I'm trying to dance around?
Yes.
Oh my God. No.
This is a guide I could get behind.
Oh, geez.
Mm-mm. This is a very good idea. I will go ahead and find all the songs that should go with the questions.
Yeah.
And then you can demonstrate them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But purely via the learning tool of dance.
So no, also word bubbles.
Right. Yeah.
Dance, word bubbles, and green screen effect. You can also do diagrams behind you.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I think a third of my vocabulary is now just quoting TikTok songs. So. Yeah. It's really rotted my brain.
Is it me, Giselle?
The skit goes.
I know how it goes. Okay. You don't need to do it on the podcast.
Is it me, Giselle? The kids going around the house saying that is so funny. And then what was hilarious was that Ben at some point went to Charlotte, our dog, and says, Charlotte, have you met Jesus?
Why?
Probably because he was going to
Oh, yeah. Boy. Okay. Yeah. Well, we will leave it at that. Again, if you found this interesting, drop us a rating on iTunes. It really helps out the podcast, or really wherever you podcast. If you find this however you pod, give us a review over there. It's really appreciated. I am Josh, KI6NAZ, the creator of the Ham Radio Crash Course on YouTube. If you haven't already, please check us out over there and maybe give us a subscribe. We also have a very active Facebook group and Discord, and all of the links for any of that will be in the show notes and also available on any of the YouTube videos. So again, thank you, Leia, for joining us on the podcast.
You're welcome. You know how you could thank me.
What's that?
Figure out a way to hide that antenna.
Well, we'll talk about that. There'll be more to come on the ongoing antenna saga.
When you work on that thing, I'm just going to come out there with spray paint. That's what we're going to talk about. We're like, how close is this to the color of the sky?
when you've got swatches and you're holding them up in the air. Hey, it really is sky blue. All right, everybody. We'll talk to you later. See ya.